This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Welcome again to Connors Talk. I am Russ Goldman. This is my match reaction show. My five takeaways from Fulham's 0-0 draw against Everton at Craven Cottage. As you can imagine, this is a disappointing result. You'll always take a point, but this is 2 points drop for me. But Everton supporters could make the same exact argument because this was a pretty even match. Both clubs had their spells, both clubs created their opportunities, but both clubs were toothless. Let's just call what it is, struggling to score goals. And my opening thoughts go to this. So how have we gotten here? How have we gotten from Fulham's back-to-back 5-0 victories, scoring goals for fun, scoring goals against Liverpool, to what we watched at Craven Cottage? How did we get here? And I will just mention that I think part of the reason we are here is, unfortunately, two players at the African Cup of Nations, Calvin Bassey and Alex Iwobi. Both are pivotal into how Fulham play. Calvin Bassey actually has become pivotal from the back, moving the ball forward along with Tosin. But Alex Iwobi is really that force going forward. And his play with Pereira and Jimenez really was something special that they were developing. So when you take one piece out of that puzzle, everything has unfortunately fallen apart with those two other players. I think Iwobi is massive. I'll talk about this in just a minute. But for me, one of the major reasons we are seeing a lack of goals is the loss of Iwobi. But it's more than that. It's obviously more than that. They are dealing with injuries now. You don't have Harry Wilson. And you are dealing with an older player in William, who actually is still playing at a high level. But they are just not able to do really anything in the final third at this point. It's actually not good at all. And for me, watching this, and I'll be talking about this, felt like insanity at times. And that will actually be one of my takeaways. Very disappointing. I'm recording this about a day and a half until the end of the transfer window. And I do hope the board of Fulham Football Club were watching that match and thinking, we have to do something. They absolutely have to do something, not just at the striker position. They need a winger. They could use a center back, a central midfielder. I'm asking a lot, but they should have done this over the summer. The fact that they haven't and put Fulham in this situation actually is insane to me. So we could be further up the table, could be in the top 10 by now if they had the right pieces. I truly believe that. Instead, we are basically doing this thing where they are going to survive, and I don't think they're going to be in a relegation battle, but I think they are going to not be where they should be. And I think that when the players come back from the African Cup of Nations, you are going to see an improved Fulham Football Club. but it shouldn't come down to just two players going to the African Cup of Nations to everything falling apart and not being able to score goals. It's terrible. We have these two extremes, scoring goals for fun and scoring no goals. That's insane. Okay, let's get to my five takeaways. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other forum supporters find us. So let's start with number five. And let's give some credit to Everton. I thought they played well, but they have no end product either. But Everton did not show anything new to Fulham. Fulham knew what to expect. They knew exactly what to expect from Sean Dyche. And you got it. And even with all that, Fulham could not really do anything against this side. And a lot of credit goes to Everton, but they missed their opportunities. They had a wonderful opportunity that, again, cleared off the line. And you could talk about VAR and Anthony Robinson. I understand the argument, but a lot of these calls have gone against Fulham. So this one goes for Fulham, so I'll just take it. But I can see the argument if you're an Everton supporter. Why did that not result in handball into a penalty for Everton? They, in my opinion, they have an argument. They absolutely do. But there was nothing new here. And Fulham still could not get all 3 points at Craven Cottage. Very disappointing. But give credit to Everton. They know who they are. And they showed it to Fulham, but they lack something up front just like Fulham. So I think a 0-0 draw is what is deserved from both sides. But Everton were who they were in this match. Number four, the injury situation just gets worse for Fulham. Marco talked about this when you play three matches in such a short period of time. Injuries do happen. What is very concerning are the injuries to Jimenez and then, of course, Issa Diop. And Issa Diop has actually been playing well. If both are dealing with hamstring injuries, look out, because that could really be a problem. Whenever I hear hamstring injury, I don't think a week. I think more time than that. It could be long-term. I hope it is not. Hopefully we will learn more. But this situation is getting bad. You already have Harry Wilson out. You have lack of depth right now. So we're going to have to watch to see this situation. And again, Fulham, I feel, have to react in the transfer window. They have to, because the injuries keep mounting. What are you going to do? You're going to limp to the finish, or are you going to run to the finish? Fulham need to run to the finish, but they might be forced to because of the injury situations that they are dealing with right now. Very concerning, I hate to say it. Number three, Fulham show us the definition of insanity. When you just keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, that can be insanity. And that's what I feel we were watching. Now, Fulham are very dangerous on the wings. We know that. And I don't think that is really the definition of insanity. What I think the definition of insanity is all of these corners that you're expecting a different result by doing pretty much the same thing. You do mix it up a little bit, but it's the same thing. And it really just, it felt like basically that nothing was going to come of it. I think they could have had another 50 corners and nothing was going to come of it. Great opportunities, no end product. And also in the box, the final third, just so toothless. So I think what we watched was over and over again, all of the corners mounting up and nothing was changing. It showed me the definition of insanity. It was terrible to watch. And I got to be honest with you, I thought Everton were very comfortable in dealing with all of Fulham's set pieces. Whereas on the other side, I think Fulham struggled against Everton's set pieces. They should have scored. They should have scored off of a couple corners, to be honest with you. Fulham were fortunate in that case. But I thought over the course of play, I think the result is correct. I think it should have been a draw because I think both sides created enough to make it a draw. Okay, so let's go to number two. I keep mentioning this, and I just have to continue to mention this because I think this match showed it more than any other match. I think I said in the Liverpool match, but this was even worse. Alex Iwobi was a huge miss in this particular match. because, again, we're talking about the definition of insanity and all that. He would have played a role in this as well, but it's his play with those two players I talked about before, Pereira, and then, of course, Jimenez. I don't think it's an accident that both players have dipped since Iwobi's been at the African Cup of Nations. And it's just that understanding that they built. So you take him out of it, and you really are hurting. And it's his energy. And I think, yes, he's not the greatest at shooting. I will say that. But he creates a great deal. And that intensity that he brings was sorely missed in this match. And I think he would have made a huge difference. So I just want Alex Iwobi back. Best of luck to him, Calvin Bassey, with Nigeria. But I look forward to them coming back to Fulham. Okay. Coming up next is my number one takeaway from this 0-0 draw for Fulham against Everton.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Okay, my number one takeaway from this match is that Fulham desperately need a striker. I think that is obvious. And my number one takeaway is this. If Mitro was there, Fulham would have won this match comfortably. I really believe that. So when you look at it, when you look at the opportunities, Tony Gale, I had on my commentary, was just talking about Rodrigo Muniz when he came in. There was this opportunity that if he was a little bit more aggressive, he probably would have scored against the defender. That's when you were really missing Mitro. And I know it's painful to talk about, but it's not just Mitro. It's just a very good striker in general that can be lethal when you need it in the final third. And they don't have it right now. I think Jimenez can be helpful, but he's not that lethal striker that they need. And I think if Mitro played against Everton today, this is 2-0 or 3-0. That's just my opinion. That is the missing piece, the major missing piece. There are other things that are missing, but if Mitro plays, Mitro was playing with Fulham this season, they win that match comfortably. That's why that's my number one. It is all about not having a striker for Fulham Football Club right now. And it goes back to the summer, and we only have a short period of time left. I am recording this on Wednesday. So they need to get a striker in as soon as possible to not just help us get over the line, but to build for next season as well. And they have just left this to the last minute. They didn't bring in a striker in the summer. Now you have an injury. You're almost forced to. They don't have any other option. They have to do this. If they don't bring in a striker by the end of the window, Fulham will probably be in a relegation battle. They will survive it, but that's how desperate it is, even for someone like me. Fulham should not be anywhere near a relegation battle. But if you don't bring in a striker and Raul Jimenez is out for a significant period of time, you're going to be in there. Simple as that. That's how desperate this situation is. So I am just asking the board, Tony Khan, Shahid Khan, Alistair McIntosh, you have a little time left. Please get it done. Get a striker. Give Marco Silva the tools he needs to win in the Premier League. It's not just that. Obviously, you could use another central midfielder, another winger, another center back. Get it done. Get it done. There are ways that you can get this done that don't really affect your books for this season. You could do obligations to buy with a loan. There are things to be creative. Be creative and get the players in, because you didn't do it at the end of the window in the summer, except for Alex Iwobi. Thankfully, you got Alex Iwobi, okay? Thankfully, you did that. That was great. But you needed much more. So you should be doing it right now. Absolutely right now. It's on Fulham's board. Tony Khan, Shahid Khan, Alistair McIntosh, everyone. Get the players in now. And that's how I'm going to end this episode. Okay. Well, as always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. That's going to do it for this episode. My name is Russ Coleman. Thank you as always for watching and listening to College Talk, part of the Talk Sport Fan Network. It's the 90th minute and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear, and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.